Again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Lemming Field. Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Beautiful day to play baseball today. We'll mention on the diamond with Central Catholic Knights today. It's going to be the Harrison Raiders. Harrison Raiders and Central Catholic were scheduled to play 6 o'clock last night. But the weatherman was right. Weatherman told us there was going to be some rain moved through the area. And Coach Bourdonnais let everyone know that that's true. So they couldn't play last night. He had to mention it to a lot of folks. He had to get the cooperation with both teams. And they're going to play today. They're going to play right now. They were scheduled to play at 2:30. At 2:38 on the wristwatch, Knights going to play their second game of the day. And we'll mention, we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So they're mentioning the starting lineups right now. We'll mention Knights going to be mentioned secondly. And we'll mention a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Harrison Raiders. Harrison Raiders, their school was founded in 1967. And they have a school enrollment of 2,079. Well, making their class 4A, their sectional number 7, their sectional is going to be played at Kokomo. Just right from the Logansport Berries. Logansport Berries right there in that sectional. Game 1, it'll be Logansport and Kokomo. That's a 5:30 start on Wednesday the 24th. That's next week. And we'll mention Harrison. Harrison is going to go against Lafayette Jeffs. That'll be the same evening, Wednesday the 24th. Harrison and Lafayette Jeffs will play at 8 p.m. That'll be the start time they'll shoot for. And we'll mention winner of game 1. Winner of game 2 is going to play 3 days later on a Saturday. They'll play the 27th at 11 a.m. And then following that game, it'll be McCutcheon and the Marion Giants. Marion Giants, we'll mention, next Saturday, the 27th, that'll be at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Then their championship game will happen on Monday, the 29th, Memorial Day. That'll be an 11 a.m. final game for sectional number 7. And we'll mention the principal at Harrison High School is Mr. Corey Marshall. The athletic director is Mr. Jerry Galima. The assistant AD is Mr. Wes Allen. The athletic secretary is Mrs. Denise Newton. We'll remind you, Harrison Raiders High School is located at 5701 North 50 West, Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. That's just across town. We'll mention that on the web, you can find them at harrisonathletics.com. On their college team, they wear burnt orange and navy blue. They're in the North Central Conference. 10 teams. They are Anderson, Harrison, Indianapolis Tech, Kokomo, Lafayette Jeff, Logansport, Marion, McCutcheon, Muncie Central, and Richmond. Harrison Raiders are currently 18 wins, 8 losses on the season. They finished 8-2 in the North Central Conference. They finished 2nd of 10. Their head coach is Pat Lowry. The next game on their agenda will be Monday, the 22nd, 6 o'clock. And we'll mention Benton Central. Bison will be at the Harrison Raiders. So that's the Harrison Raiders. We'll talk a little bit about the Knights. We'll talk about the Knights. They're on the field right now. Their pitcher in this ballgame is going to be Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox on the season, he's got 13 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 9, and it's his start for Tyler Fox, number 3. Tyler Fox has faced 70 batters, 267 pitches. He has struck out 13. I think that back he's allowed 13 hits. He's allowed 11 runs. 7 of those runs were earned. He has walked 12, struck out 16, set down 7 of those 16 looking. He's got an ERA of 3.769. He's hit 3 batters along the way. The catchers in this ballgame are going to be Ryan Schumer, number 7. At first base, T.J. Bell, number 18. At second base, Mikey Stapleton, number 11. Evan Dehart at shortstop, number 24. Third base, Ryan Elsner, number 4. In left field, Jackson Kane, number 3. In center field, 33, Brent Robbins. And in right field, Caden Minnie wears number 20. So getting ready to start right here. 2:42 on the wristwatch. First pitch from Fox. Going to be fouled right side. It's not going to get out of play. Just barely. Or right there nearby. 0-1 count. Sammy Halada. Sammy Halada wears number 3. Sammy Halada plays shortstop for the Raiders. Out of the set, working from the stretch is Tyler Fox. Swing and a foul chip. Just barely. Foul back to the wall. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. The umpires switch roles for this game. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Fox. Going to be a shot at the shortstop right at him. And Evan Dehart makes an easy play. It was a shot. Evan Dehart had to read it off the bat, but it came right to his magnetic glove. So one out here in the top of the first. Stepping into bat number 11, Cal Dick. Cal Dick plays third base for Harrison. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside edge, going to call it a strike. Going to try to make the batter hit the ball. You don't want a big walk fest in a baseball game. You see those plenty of times. Summer ball in a softball game. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch in there for a strike. Cal Dick kind of got out of the way. Tyler Fox had a good break. Got the inside edge. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the 0-2. Outside of ball. Good block. Short hop right there. Ryan Schumer doing the catching in this ball game. Did the pitching in the game earlier. 4-2 contest with Logansport. Logansport got the win. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Ryan Schumer's got to find it. And he's not going to make the play in time. Difficult play to make, Ryan Schumer. It was a drop third. Short hop the glove. He blocked it. It went laterally to his left. Probably about 12 feet, 10, 12 feet. He had to retrieve it and throw a strike as a bullet to first base. Couldn't get the job done. Safe at first is Cal Dick. So Cal Dick erases that strikeout from his stat sheet. Stepping in, three hitter number 14, Drew McTaggart. Center fielder taking off for second base is Dick. Throw comes in. Little bit off target. He was going to be safe anyway. Pretty good jump right there by Cal Dick. Cal Dick at second base. Time out on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to jog out, have a chat with Tyler Fox. Couple of seniors going out to talk to one another. Nothing wrong with that. This being senior type of day. They introduced the seniors. They talked about their future endeavors. And that was before the Logansport game at about 11:45. We captured that on internet radio if you'd like to listen. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch outside of ball. Drew McTaggart, the batter. So if you want to go back to the Logansport Central Catholic game, listen to the very beginning. You can hear a lot about our 6 seniors for the Knights. Here comes the pitch from Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Perfectly placed. Count goes 2-1. Drew McTaggart, center fielder, wears number 14. First 3 in the lineup have all batted right-handed. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Count goes 2-2. Home plate umpire, kind of a bit of a delayed signal. Kind of taking a Polaroid of each pitch, kind of remembering where it landed and making the call. Pickoff move, first base, back safety, no throw made. Stepping out of the box, Drew McTaggart has stepped back in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out, we're in the top of the first inning. Central Catholic and Harrison, here's the pitch. He's going to try to protect his zone, be a foul ball, right side. Picked up by the first base coach for Harrison. So 2-2 once again. Going to step back in. That's Drew McTaggart. Plays center field for the Raiders. The Harrison Raiders out of West Lafayette. Out of the set, pickoff move. Timing pattern. Timing move right there. Back safely. It's Cal Dick. Cal Dick safe at second. Had the timing move on. Steps back to the rubber. Check second base out of the set. Here comes the 2-2. Going to punch one. Shortstop, Evan Dinhart going to handle it. Was going to make a play. I'm not sure if that ball was touched by pitcher Tyler Fox. Looked like he may have touched it. Floated up a bit. Evan Dinhart was then going to have to make a tremendous play when that ball slowed up. So they're going to back up to regular depth. Two aboard for Harrison here in the top of the first. Runners at first and third base. Stepping into bat, going to be number 16, Jack McDowell. Jack McDowell going to step in. There's one out. He's a lefty. Going to face the righty, Tyler Fox. Out of the set, first pitch to McDowell. Ball comes in low. Off the glove of Schumer. Kind of pops loose there. He had to pick it back up off the surface. Safe at second base, no throw. Runners at second and third base for the Harrison Raiders. One ball, no strikes. Working from the stretch, Tyler Fox. Now out of the set, he'll check second and third. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Healthy cut for the four hitter. That was his cut. To step back in, one ball, one strike. Outfield pretty much straight away. Brennan Robbins playing a bit to pull. Outside edge, strike called. Count goes 1-2. 1-2, Jack McDowell, he's the catcher. He is the four hitter for the Harrison Raiders. Two aboard, second and third base, one out. 1-2, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, got him. Throws him up, he watched it go by. Tyler Fox picks up another. Strikeout. Looking, so that's number 17 strikeout on the season, and his 8th strikeout looking. So stepping in, it's 2 out. 5 hitter, number 8, Hayden Slate. Hayden Slate plays first base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch low for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Steps back in, right-handed batter's box. 5 right-handed batters. 1, the four-hitter, Jack McDowell, a lefty. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, going to get the batter. Inside, couldn't get the break he wanted there. And he's going to jog down to first base. That's number 8, Hayden Slate. Hayden Slate now at first base in Tyler Fox. Hit by pitch, that's number 4 this season for Tyler Fox. We'll mention Evan Dinhart in the lead. So stepping back in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Corbin Payne, another lefty. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside and high, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 out here in the top of the first. Bases are loaded. Left-handed batter, Corbin Payne. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. High and a little bit tight. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. A Saturday afternoon, a beautiful day to play. Got a blue sky, somewhat blue. Some horizontal clouds. Here's the pitch. Inside edge, called strike. 2-1 count. 6 hitter. Corbin Payne. He's going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of box, out of set. Here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one up. It's going to be on the infield. It's going to be a foul ball, foul territory, but catchable. Making the play is Ryan Elsner. So the Knights get out of the inning. They lead 3 runners aboard. The Knights hold them scoreless. in the top of the first inning. So the Knights are going to bat bottom half, first inning. We'll mention their batting lineup. It's going to be like this. Batting first, wearing number 20, the right fielder, Caden Minnick. I will mention his dad, Kit. Kit is in center field. He's working the camera. He was up here on top of the press box earlier for the latter portion of the first game. And we'll mention batting second is number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart plays shortstop. Batting third is number 7, Ryan Schumer. He's the catcher. Batting fourth is number 18, T.J. Bell, first baseman. Batting fifth is Jackson Kane. He wears number 3. He's in left field. Batting sixth is number 14, Tyler Fox. He is the pitcher. Batting seventh is number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, he's the center fielder. Batting eighth is number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton playing second base. And batting ninth, making a good play there in the final out of the top of the first, number 9, Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine is going to be the DH, player DH, we should say. And he's going to bat for Ryan Elsner at third base. So Ryan Elsner at third base, making the play, I should say. That was Ryan Elsner that made that good play. Foul territory. It was a major league fly ball. Foul territory. They weren't going to tag up. They were two out. So they're hitting some final warm-up tosses. Out on the pitcher's mound is Corbin Payne. Corbin Payne wears number 4. He's going to do the pitching. We'll mention Corbin Payne is a member of the senior class. Corbin Payne has an ERA of 2.83. He's got 4 wins, 1 loss. This is appearance number 9 for Corbin. Corbin Payne, 29 and 2/3 innings under his belt. He's allowed 17 hits. He's allowed 16 runs. 12 of those runs were earned. He's walked 17. He has struck out 37. He's allowed 1 home run. He's faced 125 batters. His battery partner, his catcher, is Jack Dowell, number 16. At first base, Hayden Slate, number 8. At second base, Eli Kelly, number 27. At shortstop, Sammy Halada, wears number 3. At third base, Cal Dick. Cal Dick wears number 11. In left field, number 1, Jackson Gwynn. So we have 2 Jackson first name players for both teams playing left field. In center field, number 14, Drew McTaggart. And in right field, number 5, Aiden Lowry. Stepping in, Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Left-handed pitcher. From the windup, first pitch. Foul back to the screen. Caden Minnick between games. I didn't see anybody else doing this. But he was in the cage back here. He was hitting off the tees, working from the windup. No balls, 1 strike. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 1 ball, 1 strike, as you know. Home plate umpire is looking at that baseball coming out of the pitcher's hand. He is thinking strike, strike, strike until the ball is proven to be a ball. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. That's exactly what he's doing. Last 2 pitches, ball, you see him looking at him. You see him checking him out. So 2 balls, 1 strike count to the Knights one-hitter, Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in above the zone, just above the zone. Count goes 3-1. Caden Minnick trying to get on board, trying to get on board about any way he can. Count goes 3-1. Working from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Corbin Payne, here comes the pitch. Caden Minnick, right down Meridian, strike call. Working that left arm. That left arm slot, he's working it right there, probably about the 2 o'clock arm slot on the dial right there for the time clock. Here comes the pitch. Going to float one back up the middle. Going to high hop bounce. Picked up by second baseman. He kind of had a double clutch it. We'll see if the scoreboard is working for the H or the E4. It says nothing. Not for me to say, but Caden Minnick is on first base. So Caden Minnick at first base. First runner aboard for the Knights in the bottom of the first. Timeout on the diamond. Evan Jean Hart going to jog down, talk with his coach, Tim Bordenay. Evan Jean Hart going to jog back. Evan Jean Hart, I tell you what, he's an athletic young man. And that is an understatement. He'll step in. So a bit of an open stance, peering in, looking at signals. It's Corbin Payne out of the set. He'll check first base. He's a lefty. Here comes the pitch. Squaring the bunt. Going to put the bunt down. He'll try to run it out. He's going to move the runner. Caden Minnick successfully moves to second base. Evan Deanhart voluntarily gives up his at-bat to move the runner. But Evan Deanhart, that at-bat is not going to go in his stat sheet. He's going to get a sacrifice bunt. So timeout on the diamond. Coach going out there to talk. Head coach Pat Lowry out to talk with his pitcher, Corbin Payne. Next batter scheduled for the lineup of the ninth is number 7, Ryan Schumer. Caden Minnick jogs over third base. Talk with Coach Bordenay. He's jogging back now. Caden Minnick at second base. So coach is going to walk back in. Shortstop Sammy Halada is going to come over, talk with his pitcher, his teammate, Corbin Payne. He's going to speak a lot of encouragement right there behind that glove. He shields his mouth with the glove. But as you know, with times like today, you can use that cell phone, blow it up, and watch what he's saying if he wasn't shielding it. So peering in, looking at signals. First pitch on the way to Ryan Schumer. Frisky pitch, going to call a strike. Took a look at it. Came in knee-high, broke down the way, but got a part of the dish. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Corbin Payne. Working from the set, he'll check second base. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. He's going to poke one. Skyward on the infield. Fly ball to the shortstop. He'll come in, make the catch on the inner part of the grass, about 3 or 4 steps in, and Ryan Schumer is retired. Credit the catch to Sammy Halada. Number 3, he's the leadoff batter for the Harrison Raiders. With 2 outs, stepping into bat, T.J. Bell. Caden Minnick in scoring position at second base. He tried to hover, he might try a pickoff move, and go back and spin them, and no throw. On the pitches now, Corbin Payne. Hovering at second base is Sammy Halada. Corbin Payne really couldn't deliver a pitch. He had to fake a second because Halada was out of his regular position. And then first pitch comes in, swinging a miss. T.J. Bell. No balls, one strike. Halada is going to hover right there around second base. T.J. Bell has a big hole between third and shortstop. Big hole. Working out of the set. Here comes the pitch. You're going to take a full swing. Foul. Left side of, excuse me, right side of Coach Bordenay. Ball goes down near the bullpen. No balls. 2 strikes. T.J. Bell going to set back in. Caden Minnick at second base. T.J. Bell swinging a good bat. He's getting a lot of a sweet spot on his aluminum bat. Out of the set, here comes the 0-2, and they're striking out. T.J. Bell in disagreement. Pitch comes in a bit low, but sometimes umpires get a mulligan. So the Knights come up with no runs. So at the end of 1, no score, we'll go to the top of the 2nd inning. And we'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, their school was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 296. And I get my information from Football Digest magazine. That's a good magazine. I tell you what, Football Digest, it's a big magazine. It's got a piece of paper, each page, representing different teams in the state of Indiana. From 6A down to 1A, and they work hard on that, and put me in sports thankful to be able to sponsor a page for the 5th and Blue Devils. And we'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. We'll mention their class 1A, sectional 54. They'll be in action next week. Lafayette Central Catholic High School are going to host sectional 54 next week. Game one on Thursday, the 25th, going to be Attica as they travel here to LCC. That's a 5:30 game. Well, missing game two is going to be North Vermilion at Covington versus Covington, and that's going to be on the same day. Covington, a pretty good ball team. That'll be a 7:30 estimated start time. On the 29th, first game will be the winner of game one versus winner of game two. That'll start at 11 a.m. And then Riverton Park in Fountain Central will each play their first game in the tournament on the 29th also. That's Memorial Day. They'll play at 1 o'clock. First pitch going to be stroked to left field. Jackson Kane trying to get a beat on it. It's going to get by. He's going to go up against the fence. He might have slipped up trying to make the cut that would have helped him make that catch. But it's pretty slippery out there. And he'll throw the ball back in. It's going to be a stand-up double off the bat. And that's going to be off the bat of Aiden Lowry. Aiden Lowry, no relation. And I was pointed out to me in the dugout that the spelling is different from Coach Lowry to Lowry for Aiden. So Aiden ends up at second base. Second stepping in, Jackson Quinn. Runner aboard, nobody out. Here's the pitch. He's going to thought about putting his bun down, pulled the bat back in there for a strike. And we'll mention championship game for sectional number 7. It's going to be Monday. And we'll mention, double check here. Let me back up a minute. Swing a miss, count goes 0-2. We'll go back. Winner game 1, winner game 2 going to play on Saturday, the 27th at 11. McCutcheon and Marion Giants going to play on Saturday at 2. We'll mention the championship game will be on Monday at 11 a.m. So breaking pitch comes in, misses outside. Count 1-2. Here's step back in. Right-handed batter, 8 hitter, Jackson Gwynn. Runner at second base. That's Aiden Lowry. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. There's one out on the diamond. We're in the top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in, number 27. He's a 9-hitter. That's Eli Kelly. Eli Kelly playing second base for the Harrison Raiders. So working from the stretch, here comes the pitch out of set. Breaking pitch, low and outside, ball one. So they'll work it out right there. Working from the stretch, check second base out of the set. There's a 1-0 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. So we'll step back in. Carry on, look at signals. Hovering at second base is Deanhart, and now Mikey Stapleton. Go back into their regular positions. Pitch comes in outside of ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Number 27, Eli Kelly. Second base. And runner aboard at second base. Got a double first out of the chute. Pitch comes in. Going to be a throw to third base. They're going to call him out at third base. And there's going to be a little bit of a conversation. Pat Lowry conversation with the C position umpire. He calls him out on the attempted steal. So 2-1 count. They're calling 1-2. They're calling 1-2 on umpire's thing. They got the scoreboard corrected out of the set. Here comes the pitch outside of ball. Now 2-2, we believe. 2-2, the home plate umpire says to Maya, sometimes you can lose the count. I'm here to tell you, if there's a foul ball, that's one way to lose a count for not clicking your clicker. A steal at third base when it's a banger, that could cause you not to click your clicker. So I feel for the umpire at home plate. So 3-2 count. Working from the stretch, nobody on. Tyler Fox, here's the pitch. He's going to drive on the center field. It's going to be shallow. He's going to try to make the play. Came in to make the play. Couldn't quite get there. They're going to take second base. Middle infielders evacuate second base to try to make a play on the ball. So Bryn Robbins came in a long way, worked forward, couldn't quite get it off the glove and onto the surface. And pretty good heads-up play on the base running by Eli Kelly. Ends up at second base in scoring position with two out. Stepping into bat once again, going to be number three, Sammy Halada, right-handed batter's box. He's taking 25 games. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 26 games under their belt. Stats here for all 26. That's Harrison Raiders keeping it up to date on Max Preps. I'm thankful. Very much so. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Outside of ball. Can't go 2-0. Sammy Halada, the shortstop, came into this ballgame with 99 plate appearances, 88 official at-bats, batting .295, .364 on base percentage. Here comes the 2-0. Outside ball three. Sammy Halada has scored 22 runs on the season. He's got 26 hits. Seven are doubles, three are triples. He has 21 RBI. He's walked eight times. He has struck out one time more, and he'll walk here. He'll tie it up with nine each. Lives all down to first base in a little bit of a sprint. First and second base occupied. Stepping in the bat is the two-hitter, number 11, Cal Dick. Cal Dick, another right-handed batter. Playing third base in the ballgame. He's played in all 26 games. Out of the set, checks second base. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. Cal Dick, he's been hit by pitch seven times. And also, we'll mention, also hit seven times, is number 11. That's Cal Dick. And I'm going out to talk with the pitcher. It's Ryan Schumer. I have a conversation with Tyler Fox. And number 8, Michael Fry, has been hit seven times. Only one guy has been hit more. That's number 14, Drew McTaggart. He's been hit nine times in 24 games. So stepping back in, ball is made live by the home plate umpire. Runners at first and second base. Right-handed batter, here comes the pitch from Fox, foul ball. We go out in front of the Knights screen in their first base dugout. So we're going to step back in the box. Going to work right there. Out of the stretch and out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Perfectly placed by Tyler Fox. Count goes 1-2. Right-handed batter. Cal Dick. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, left side. Full swing, going to get by the dugout. Going to get by the Harrison Raiders third base dugout. The base runners retreat to their original bases. 1-2 count. Steps back in. Cal Dick, appearing in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in, taps the plate. Looking at signals, out of the set. Here comes the 2-2. Short hop to glove, Ryan Schumer. Serious short hop. We're going to get by the glove. Pops over, goes back to the screen. He'll retrieve it. The runners move up 90 feet. So the Harrison Raiders have runners at second and third base. Three balls, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Foul tip. Going to get Ryan Schumer after the tip. He's going to take a little bit of a walk there. That's not a lot of fun. That tip foul ball can go about anywhere. and there's not a lot of choice you really have unless it's straight to the glove. So 3-2, home plate umpire delivers a baseball to Tyler Fox to give Ryan Schumer a little bit more time. He asks Ryan, is Ryan you okay? Yeah. So Ryan's behind the dish, ready to go. 3-2 count. Runners at second and third. Out of the set, here's the pitch from Fox. Outside, ball four. So he'll jog down to first base, Cal Gick. Cal Gick at first base once again. So stepping into bat is number 14, Drew McTaggart. As just mentioned, Drew McTaggart hit by pitch 9 times this season. Right into the batter. Straightaway stance. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Gonna be a ground ball, third base. Gonna be fielding, gonna pick it back up. Trying to make the play. Picked it back up, wanted to. He sprawled out, he was on the dirt. He tried to reach forward with that ball, touch the base. But just behind Sammy Halada getting there safely. So a run comes in to score. There were two out. That was a tough play. That was a hard hit down the third baseline for Drew McTaggart. Probably going to be a base hit in the book on an infield hit. So stepping in, second time, Jack McDowell, lefty. In a full swing, foul one back to the screen. Jack McDowell, left-handed batter. Wears number 16, is a member of the junior class. Raiders have 10 seniors, 8 juniors, 1 sophomore, and 1 freshman on their varsity roster. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Might have been a foul tip on the ground. Count goes 0-2 to Jack McDowell. Work from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, Tyler Fox. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Jack McDowell will set down for the second time from home plate. So the Knights strand 2-1 in half in. It's a 1-0 contest after 1.5. Harrison Raiders 1. Central Catholic Knights 0. Coming to bat in the bottom of the second inning. And we'll go ahead and mention a little bit more about Central Catholic High School. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They were the colors of white and navy. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are West Division champions. Second place overall to the Western Panthers. Western Panthers is going to be a good ball game. We believe so. Starting on Wednesday, this Wednesday, it'll be at Northwestern. They'll play at Northwestern. It'll be Western Panthers and the North Montgomery. They call themselves the Fighting Chargers. That's the first time I mentioned fighting, and we just got done playing baseball game over there. So the Chargers are going to go against the Western Panthers. Not sure who Western will pick, but they got about 3 choices that they can choose from that would do a good job. So, stepping into bat for the Knights here in the bottom of the second inning. It's going to be Jackson King. Jackson King, right-handed batter. Straightaway stance. Looking from the windup. Corbin Payne, here comes the wind. First pitch to Jackson. Above the zone, ball one. Working that fastball. Guy had some velocity. That's Corbin Payne. Looking over the glove, looking at signals. Now the wind, and here comes the pitch. Inside it, strike call. Not an easy pitch to hit. Jackson King elects to let it go by. And that makes sense, I believe it. Been a tough pitch to hit. Here comes a 1-1 pitch from Corbin Payne. Backdoor curveball. swing, foul tip. Jack Dow couldn't clean it. Same result to strike. Count goes 1-2. So Pierre and looking at signals, 2 feet on the rubber. Corbin Payne, Jackson Kane in the batter's box. Swing and miss. He'll go down swinging. So one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, he is the pitcher in the ballgame. He'll step in, bat righty, facing the lefty, Corbin Payne. So peering over the glove, looking at signals. Now the wind, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Good glove at first base. Hayden Slate takes the base hit away from Tyler Fox. That's a one hop. Playing it pretty patiently there was Hayden Slate. There are two outs. And stepping in is going to be Bren Robbins, number 33. Bren Robbins, center fielder. Plays a good center field for the Knights. As a senior, take that back. Junior, I keep thinking he's a senior. First pitch comes in outside a ball. And Bren Robbins, just a junior. So we step back in. Looking over the glove, looking at signals. Here's the wind. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Inside pitch. Trying to protect the dish. Pretty much knew he was going to call that a strike. Pretty tight to the plate right here. Knights like to hug the plate a little bit. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Gets stopped by Jack Dow. They probably hug the plate for good reason. A lot of these umpires sometimes like to call it 24-inch plate or 26 even. There comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy catch. Swing and a miss right on time. Count goes 2-2 to Bren Robbins. Right-handed batter's box. Working the windup. There comes a 2-2 pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. Corbin Payne was walking into the dugout thinking that was going to be a strike. You don't want to show up the umpire. Umpires have a memory. 3-2 count. Pierre, here comes a 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging, and the Knights come up with no runs, no hits. Nobody left on at the end of two innings. It's a 1-0 contest. We're missing. Harrison Raiders, 1. Central Catholic Knights, 0. And we'll finish up about the LCC Knights. As mentioned, they were the West Division champions. They finished 8-0 in the West. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights. They're currently 17 wins, 10 losses. They finished the Hoosier Conference with the 8-1 record. Head coach is Tim Bordenay. Tim Bordenay is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. He's working in year number 26 for LCC. He's a 32-year varsity head baseball coach. Next game on the agenda for Central Catholic is going to be Monday. They'll play Monday. They'll go against the Carroll Cougars. They'll play at Carroll. That's right there on Highway 18, not too far away from Delphi. And I think that game starts, don't quote me, but I believe it's 6 o'clock. Let's try to look that up real quick. Going to throw that one down, second base. And that game is scheduled to start at 6 o'clock at Carroll. If you can make it, great. That's the best way to be there. If you want to tune in, please do. So stepping in, right-handed batter's box. You're going to take the backside of that bat and knob right on the dirt. Put a cross right there in the dirt. Stepping in, right-handed batter. First pitch from Fox. Swing and a miss. In the batter's box is the five-hitter, number 8, Hayden Slate. Hayden Slate plays first base for the Harrison Raiders. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. not a lot of movement to get out of the way, more like he kind of just tried to duck the pitch vertically. Not a lot of movement. Coach Borden is going to come out, and I don't blame him. There was not a lot of movement to get out of the way of a slow curve. Now, he just ducked the pitch. The pitch was in the box, and he could have definitely gotten out of the way. So, I think they've opened up a can of worms in that first game, but I do believe Evan Dehart did lean into that pitch. So, left-handed batter's box, working out a stretch, Tyler Fox, Aiden Lowry. You're going to call a time. You're going to get out of box. Step back in. I take that back to Corbin Payne. Corbin Payne in the box. We'll mention Hayden Slate just at first base. After the hit by pitch. Pickoff move. First base. Not a bad move for Tyler Fox. Probably about a B+. Tag applied by TJ Bell back safely. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move again. Safe at first. Head first. T.J. Bell applies the tag. Hayden Slate is at first base. Left-handed batter, Aiden Lowry. Here comes the pitch and a square to bunt. Take that back. Corbin Payne. I'll get this right. Corbin Payne in the left-handed batter's box. It's called strike. Count goes 0-1. So we'll check the wristband as they work with numerals, numbers, system. Pickoff move, first base, back safely. Once again, is Hayden Slate. No balls, one strike. A one-run ball game. Harrison in front. They got one in the top of the second. We're in the top of the third. We're going to put a bunt down. Nice bunt around home plate. Going to be a real nice bunt. Going to be a base hit. A base hit on the bunt. Corbin Payne. Left-hander puts it down the third baseline, probably about 20, 15, or 20 feet from home plate by the time that was retrieved. He was pretty much at first base. So no throw. And the count going to be empty, brand new count. Stepping in is going to be number 5, Aiden Lowry. Aiden Lowry last time up, got himself aboard, I believe, with a double. So base runners at first and second base for Harrison. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch to Lowry. He'll put a bunt down. It's going to be right in front of the plate. They'll go to third base. High throw from Schumer. Makes the throw to third base. Ryan Elsner had to jump to catch the ball. And base runners are all safe. That bunt was not as far away from home plate as the previous Corbin Payne bunt, that's still successful. So, stepping in the rubber is going to be Tyler Fox. Bases are occupied, out of a set. Here comes the pitch, breaking pitch outside. Ball one. Let's step back in. Jackson Gwynn, who may time out on the field. Coach Borden ain't going to walk out. I'm going to speak with his infield. Base is loaded. One ball, no strikes. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can find them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports, downtown Main Street in Sheridan. Stepping back in, one ball, no strikes. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Now out of the set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, ground ball, Evan Dehart. Going to flip it to Elsner. I'll take Mike Stapleton-Meyer Mikey Stapleton. They give up a run, but they get the double play. The 2-0 contest, bases were loaded, ground ball to Dean Hardy, slips it to Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton throws back across the diamond, I should say from second to first, and C.J. Bell put on the bag, double play. So the Harrison Raiders have a runner at third base. First pitch in there for a strike. Strike called. And it's number 27, Eli Kelly. Eli Kelly, second baseman for the Raiders. Working out a stretch, now a set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in, right-handed batter, number 27, Eli Kelly. Turn in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Good block right there. Breaking pitch. Low and away, good short hop block by Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, this time next year, will be finishing up his freshman year at Calvin College in Michigan. I wish him the best. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Tyler Fox working here in the top of the third inning. Knights held them scoreless in the first. They got one in the second, and they have one in here in the third. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Placement was good. Tyler Fox caning that edge. Count goes full at 3-2. Tyler Fox appearing in, looking at signals. Out of the set, here's the 3-2. Swung on and taking it to center field. Going to back up Brent Robbins to his left. He's going to make a good catch. Man, I watched a lot of Gunsmoke. That was almost like Brent Robbins was on a horse to track that one down. So he gets the Knights out of the jam by making a tremendous catch in center field. He had a fear tremendously to his left and backtrack. I think, well, he had to back him up. He talks in. He gets some knuckles right there in the huddle out front of the screen as the Knights talk it over. 2-0 ball game. Harrison Raiders in front. Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. Good ball games here on the surface today. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, that's Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street. That's in rural Atlanta, Indiana. That's over on Highway 31, Atlanta, probably 3 or 4 miles away. But their address is Atlanta. Well, mention ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com is where you can find them on the web. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. And Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. So you can join Titus Bakery and Deli for breakfast and or lunch. We'll mention you can visit them, TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in this Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. We're going to step into bat right now. Knights, right-handed batter. Going to step in. Straightaway stance. Working from the windup. Here comes the first pitch to Mikey Stapleton. Going to call a strike. Might have been right below the kneecap. If that high, count goes 0-1. Working from the windup, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut, swing and a miss, count goes 0-2. Working from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Corbin Payne becomes the 0-2 pitch. inside severely. Ball one. Pretty athletic young man, Mikey Stapleton. Got out of the way in a heartbeat. Count goes 1-2. Corbin Payne looking over the glove, looking at signals. He'll begin his windup. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. They're going to say a short hop. They're probably, you know, both umpires in agreement that is short hopped after the tipped bat. Mikey Stapleton, full swing. Coach Pat Lowry comes out of the dugout, just double checking. Both umpires in agreement. There's a foul tip hit the dirt before he was caught by Jack Dow. Here's the pitch. Just take a stroke right side. He almost would have went right through Ryan Johnson. Knights first base coach. And he got out of the way. One ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Mikey Stapleton swinging a good bat. Here comes the wind in the pitch. That's a headhunter right there. That was way up there. Over the helmet, right there near where the helmet was for Mikey Stapleton. This is a high school game. Everything's fine. That play in the MLB wouldn't be too fine. Here comes the pitch. You know, quote one, out of play, right side. That's going to get the net above the nice dugout. That net saves a lot of baseball. Saves potential injuries for fans. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes a wind. Here comes a pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. So, count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Mikey Stapleton looking over the glove, peering in, looking at signals. Corbin Payne. Here comes the delivery. Foul back to the screen. Mikey Stapleton, definitely a quality at bat for Mikey. Mikey Stapleton, I believe this is going to be his 11th quality at bat on the season. Mikey Stapleton, I've been to the plate 24 times, 18 official at bats. Here comes the wind at 3-2 again. They're calling out on the inside fastball. Knee high, and I'm working there for the arm slot, as mentioned, about a 2 o'clock arm slot for Corbin Payne. That ball just sliced from Corbin Payne's view of left to right and got part of the dish on the inside. So, stepping into that, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein wears number 9. Here comes the pitch. You get a good stroke. You foul it back to the screen. Hudson Gutwein, 0-1 count. He's DH in the ballgame. He's batting in place of defensive player Ryan Elsner, the third baseman. Here comes a wind and the 0-1. Healthy catch, swing and a miss. Hudson Gutwein has played in 20 games entering this game. 41 plate appearances, 33 at-bats. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Ground ball. Short third baseman to lay out for it. Makes a play. And what a play. Cal Dick. Cal Dick at third base. Pretty good range to his left. When he laid out for it and made the stop, I was doubtful he would make the play. But he did. So, two out. Bottom of the third. Stepping in once again. Caden Minnick, right there at third base. Cal Dick is up on the lip of the grass for Minnick. Here comes the first pitch. Tried to check his swing. Couldn't check it. Home plate umpire says, I'll call it. It's strike. So, no balls, one strike. Caden Minnick steps back in. Caden Minnick batting 275. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Caden Minnick, 393 on base percentage. Step back in, Caden Minnick has played in 22 games. Working from a straight windup, here's the pitch. And they call a strike. calling it a strike. I mean, I'd rather swing at a low pitch than have to swing one up above my belly button. Working from a windup. Here comes a wind and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. So Cade Minnick will set down. He'll pick up his glove. He'll go back out into right field. And the Knights, out of the inning, they come up with no runs, no hits, and no errors committed by Harrison. And we'll mention at the end of three, Harrison 2, Central Catholic 0. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you right here at Central Catholic High School. We collect our notes. We'll mention this game in part is being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Pretty windy up here. FritzandFishers.com has mentioned they're celebrating their 40th year. Car sales right there in Fishers. They're also in Noblesville. But unless FritzandFishers.com since 1983, they have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can dial them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. Again, that's 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. The second location is Fritz in Nobleville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville, right there at Mill Creek Road. That's Noblesville. We're mentioning you can dial them up at their Noblesville dealership, 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping in, going to bat third time. Number three, Sammy Halata. He's playing the shortstop position. First pitch from Fox. Breaking pitch, finishes low. Just missed. Good break. One ball, no strikes. Going to step back in. Right-handed batter, Sammy Halata. He's played in 25 games. He's batting 295. Pitch comes in. Ground ball, shortstop. Going to be fielded by Evan Genhart. He lost the handle. Came up to the glove. He was probably thinking about the exchange. Ball fell out. He had to pick it back up by that time. Safe at first base. Sammy Halata reached on air. So next batter going to step in. Number 11, Cal Gick. Cal Gick, the two-hitter for the Harrison Raiders. One runner aboard. At first base is Cal Gick, draws in the dirt, steps in. Pierre signals out of the set. Here comes a pickoff move, first base. Halata back safely. Tag applied by C.J. Bell. A step back in the rubber, Tyler Fox, number 11. In the batter's box, Cal Gick, another pickoff move. Back safely. Cal Gick has played in all 26 games, 95 plate appearances, 78 at-bats. He's batting 333, 432 on base. Swing, he'll go left side, foul ball in front of the dugout of the Harrison Raiders. So no balls, one strike. Cal Gick going to step back in. Cal Gick has scored 28 runs on the season, 26 hits. Another pickoff move, first base. Back safety is Halata. Tag applied by C.J. Bell. Right-handed pitcher, Tyler Fox. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Close to a balk right there. Not much of a pause. B position umpire didn't say a thing. Count goes 1-1. Sometimes if you balk and you're an infield umpire, you just can't say it quick enough. And if you don't say it quick enough, it's too late to call it afterwards. So one ball, one strike. Runner at second base is Halata. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball bunt. This is the third base line. Running it clear to first base was Cal Gick. you know, jog back and pick up this bat. Count one and two. So Halada goes back to second base. Coach Pat Lowry trying to move the runners. We're going to have a set. Here's the pitch from Fox. Swing and a miss. Fox will set him down with a fastball. A little bit of a fishing fastball on the outside. So the Knights, I believe they're one out on the diamond. Stepping in, 14, Drew McTaggart. Drew McTaggart, center fielder. Out of the set, Tyler Fox, set second base. A third time, here's the pitch. Short hops the glove. Good block outside by Ryan Schumer. So one ball, no strikes. I believe there's one out. Scoreboard having a little difficulty. I think the last game it was working fine. This scoreboard has paid its dividends without question. Pitch comes in outside a ball. A good stop by Ryan Schumer. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Halada, a standing Halada at second base. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes low. Count goes 3-0. Tyler Fox gets some encouragement. The same battle back. Three balls, no strikes. Let's take a pause there and step in. No pitch clock here at the high school level. It's creating a lot of havoc at the MLB level. You call that a strike outside edge. That was a delayed call. That was a Polaroid. And then a thought pattern invested also. Three balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Ball four, that might be the John Kruk type of play. You call that one inside the breaking pitch. John Kruk takes the plate, major league game, standing there at home plate, getting ready. Bad pitch comes in. It was high at the chest. Coach calls it, or the umpire calls it a strike. He steps back. I says, what was that? Mr. Sherry is, I mean, Sherry. He steps back in. I said, I'll make it up to you, John. Next one come in right down the pipe. He says, ball. So he made it up to him. Runner at second base, stepping in is Dowell. Jack Dowell. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, finishes inside. One ball, no strikes, two runners aboard. I believe one out. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Four-hitter, Jack Dowell, wears number 16. He's played in all 26 games, 90 at-bats, 78 official at-bats, .359 batting average. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Second base, good effort by Mikey Stapleton. It rolls into his right field, picked up by Caden Minnick. Coming in to score, head-first slide, no play at the plate. Slid anyway. That's Sandy Halada scoring the run. And the runners are on the corners. They're going to go with the courtesy runner at first base for McDowell, the catcher. He'll put his gear on, running out to do the running is number 10, Brendan Gothrop. Brendan Gothrop, a member of the senior class. So next batter to step in, number 8, Hayden Slate. Hayden Slate, the first baseman. 73 plate appearances, 60 at-bats, .333 average, .444 on base percentage. He scored 14 runs. He's got 16 RBI. We're going to have a set. Tyler Fox, here's the pitch from square to bunt. Let it go by. It's a call strike. Runner is allowed to steal second base. Not sure if that'll go in the book as a steal. He was not played upon. Never really figured out how that stat worked out. Count goes 0-1. Here comes a pitch. Pitch above the zone, just above the zone, ball one. One ball, one strike. Set back in. Number 8, Hayden Slate. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. They're going to try to steal a plate. and they're going to do it. Ball got by Ryan Schumer to his right, a little bit behind him, at probably about 15 feet from the plate. Tyler Fox had to cover. It'll be a head-first slide and safe at home for the second run in the inning. At the present moment, 4-0. Harrison in front. Runner moves to third base. Step back in, Hayden Slate. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch. Squaring the bunt, lets it go by. Even the count at 2-2. Strike called. Hayden Slate, right-handed batter's box. Hayden Slate going to have to protect the dish. Tyler Fox out of the set. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Couldn't check his swing. Pretty easy call. I think the home plate umpire made the call. They didn't need to check with C position umpire. Right-handed batter, C position umpire. That's pretty much a guess. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Step back in. We're back again. Third time, number 4, Corbin Payne. Corbin Payne, the pitcher. And the DH. Here comes the pitch from Fox. The swing on, foul ball. Right of first base. Gonna field it with the hand. Pretty good field right there. And he gets a cheer from the Harrison dugout. No balls, 1 strike. Stepping back in. Out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Squaring the bunt. No bunt. Pulls the bat back. Ball in the outside. Ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Wind is picking up. Here at the ballpark. Tall right here, about 20 feet above the surface. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Going to get him in the box. Going to carry him out back near the wall backstop. Got the padding right there. He'll step back in with a 1-2 count. In the batter's box, Corbin Payne. Out of the set, Tyler Fox. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. Base extremely inside. Going to get a piece of the uniform of Corbin Payne. And he'll jog down to first base. Coach Bourdain, call a sign out. He's going to walk out, talk with his players. It is a bummer as a pitcher. I can understand. You get a 2 strikes on the batter. You're definitely not trying to hit the batter with a pitch. That was 1-2. And he jogged down to first base with a hit by pitch. Tyler Fox is going to end his pitching. He's going to stout right here. His stint. He's going to probably stay in the ball game. I tell you what, his glove is in his arm. His arm there at North Montgomery. He gunned down a guy at second base with the frozen rope after making the play in right field. But I probably got to mention even more. Play in left field by Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane was out of bounds. He was near the warning track at North Montgomery. And he threw an absolute strike to home plate for Ryan Schumer to tag out the guy trying to get home. That was a darn good play. And too bad ESPN wasn't there. So they're going to get warmed up right there. Evan Genehart going to get some warm-up tosses. He's got a white wrist item there on his glove side. Wonder if they'll have him remove that one. I know I would, and I have right there at Peru. So well, we had a guy at Peru. I was at a middle school game. They were playing Logansport. I think it was this past Monday. We were there, and they put their relief pitcher in. Their relief pitcher, you know, they wear like an off-yellow, somewhat of a tan-collar jersey, and he had his white sleeves from his undershirt. Yep, they're taking it off right now. And infield umpire let him take it all that tape. So anyway, that guy had white sleeves sticking out of his jersey, probably about 1.5 inches, 2 inches. because they were just long sleeves on his T-shirt underneath. So I asked my base umpire, I said, what do you want to do about this? I said, that's not too good. I said, I'm going to have to ask him either to tuck him in or take the shirt off. And I walked out there. Coach was still out there. And I said, Coach, those white sleeves are pretty distracting when a player is trying to pick up a baseball coming out of the pitcher's hand. I said, he probably has two choices. One is to tuck him under extremely or stop right now, take his jersey off, take his shirt off, and then put the jersey back on. And that's what he did. That was his elected choice. And that's a good choice, because they said the shirt came back out several times from underneath. So, Evan Genhart working from the stretch. Now the set, here's the pitch. Short off the glove, Ryan Schumer. Jogging down to second base on a misplayed baseball is number four, Corbin Payne. Runners at second and third base. Timeout on the diamond. You're going to get a courtesy runner. It's going to be number 13. That's Aiden Schwartz. Aiden Schwartz is a junior class member. He'll go out and he'll run for Corbin Payne. Corbin Payne is the pitcher of record. He'll take a little breather. So runners at second and third base. Pitching from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Back up the middle. Evan Genhart tried to glove it. Couldn't get it gloved. It was a hot shot. Goes into center field, picked up right there by Bryn Robbins. And two runs in to score for Harrison. There's two runners in to score. And they'll get some medium fives as they enter the dugout. And stepping into bat is going to be number 33 for the Raiders. Wes McNeff, a senior. That's lefty. Comes the pitch. Evan Genhart outside low, ball one. Runner at first base. Four runs in here in the top of the fourth. 6-0 ball game. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Evan Genhart working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Stepping back in is McNeff. Wes McNeff, here's the pitch. Inside a ball, going to get off the shin guard, I believe, of Ryan Schumer. And we'll go back to the wall. He'll pick it up, and the runner will move over to second base. So McNeff, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Stepping in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Is Evan Genhart out of the set. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. And Wes McNeff takes a four-pitch walk. So he's going to come off the bag. He's going to give way to a pinch runner. It's going to be number one, Jackson Gwynn. Jackson Gwynn, he's a junior class member also. And he'll run at first base. Runners at first and second. Some bullpen activity down the right field line for the Knights. It's Isaac Suppinger. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Got the front of the dish, a strike, broke low and away. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, Evan Genhart. It's checked second base, here's the pitch. Strike comes in there again, fastball, lets it go by. It'll work right there. In the batter's box, Eli Kelly. Where's number 27? Here's the pitch. Checks his swing. Low pitch. A check at C position umpire. And he calls it a ball. One ball, two strikes. Out of the set is the pitch. Outside, ball two on a breaking pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Isaac Suppinger working that southpaw submarine down there in the bullpen. Evan Genhart doing a pretty good job. Here's a 2-2 pitch outside, ball three. 3-2 count. Right into the batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, Evan Genhart. And strike him out. Inside edge. Gonna walk back to the dugout, Eli Kelly. In disbelief. And I kind of think the same way. So the Knights are out of the inning. So the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fourth. They give up 4 runs in the top of the fourth. They talk out in front of their dugout. And we'll mention a little bit about our sponsors. And we thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutneyInSports.com. In varsity sports since 2008. We'll mention we're happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter with Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Central Catholic Knights basketball in Hamilton Heights. Lady Husky basketball. So working out on the pitcher's rubber again, getting warmed up. That's number 4, Corbin Payne. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention discount copies. Special store, they're open. Weekdays, 8:30 to 5. You can dial them up at 317-773-8783. Discount copies are located at the west edge of Noblesville next to 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut along State Road 32. That's discount copies. They are business related. You call them and email them. Catch them on the phone and get their email address. I know part of it. Can't recite it. It's not written down. Stepping in, Evan Genhart. This is left-handed delivery. Corbin Payne, outside ball one. Evan Genhart can step back in. Evan Genhart entered last game, batting 348. Pitch comes in, he'll foul one, right side, out of play. Giving it a look right there was Jack McDowell. Some good mobility for a rather bigger type of catcher. So working from the windup, here comes a 1-1 pitch to Evan Genhart. Pitch comes in high above the zone. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Genhart trying to get aboard. Knights trying to work up a good inning. Pitch comes in tall for ball 3. 3-1 count. Evan Genhart, he is the pitcher of record for the Knights. Trying to help himself right here. Working from the windup. 3-1 pitch on the way. Pitch comes in. Outside half. Right at the kneecaps. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count. Corbin Payne. Evan Genhart. Pitch comes in high above the zone. Ball 4. Evan Genhart was jogged down the first base. Evan Genhart, he has some wheels. We'll mention Evan Genhart on the season. He's stolen 5 bases. He's been caught 3 times. 5 steals. So what, Owen Munn, talk about him just for a moment. Owen Munn on the season. He has 11 stolen bases yet to be thrown out. First pitch comes in, strike called. Ryan Schumer. Working from the stretch, now the set. Corbin Payne, pickoff move, first base. No tag applied, back standing up is Evan Genhart. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set. Corbin Payne, Ryan Schumer. They take a try to center field, it's going to drop in. And they're trying to see what they get, and they got the horse out at second base. Evan Genhart was in a bad position. He thought that ball might have been caught. A lot of people did. And a good center fielder like Drew McTaggart would make it look like he was going to catch it when he knew he wasn't. And that's what happened. Yeah, that happens once in a while. You can't do a whole lot about that. But I'm asking Ryan Schumer, kind of disappointed, kind of took away a base hit that he would have had, and that it hit into a fielder's choice. So time out on the diamond, Coach Bourdain. We're going to make an adjustment. Ryan Schumer is going to leave the base pad at first base. Double check here. And we got the wind picking up heavily right here. And a lot of papers going everywhere. And we're going to go with the runner. Yeah, Curtis the runner at first base. And they're going to continue stepping in the box. DJ Bell for 18 comes to pitch. Foul ball in the box. Got him after it hit the dirt. Foul ball. So he's going to step back in. No ball. One strike. Running first base for the night. And now stretch. Pick off a little flinger. Flings it over. I think it's Ben Bunch at first base. See if I saw 35. And he'll step back in. C.J. Bell. In that lead, model lead, out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to pop one foul right side. Going to float out of the zone. They'll retrieve that one. That goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. DJ Bell batting in the fourth spot for the night. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2. Outside, ball one. Wind is picking up. It's kind of blowing in from center field. Somewhat. Bullpen activity down the third base bullpen. Harrison Raiders out of the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. You're going to pop one. They're going to float in. They're going to drop in. It'll be a hard catch to make. It's going to drop in. Are they going to get him at second base again? They're going to say yes. And throw comes in from shallow center field. They get the force out at second base in two consecutive plays. That's almost unheard of. That's just a fluke. And time out on the diamond. Coach Pat Lowry walks out, asks for the baseball. Corbin Payne hands him the baseball. So the bullpen activity is going to jog out. He's going to pitch. It's going to be number 7, Gavin Owsley. Gavin Owsley going to enter the ball game. He's a senior. Gavin Owsley is going to get warmed up. Left-handed batter. Excuse me. Right-handed pitcher. Gavin Owsley going to get warmed up out on the pitcher's mound. Runs in from bullpen. Gavin Owsley on the season as a senior. Well, Mitchell, he's got a 2.38 ERA. He's got a win-loss ratio of 3 wins, 1 loss. This is appearance number 12 on the season. He has 1 save on the season. We'll mention Owsley. Has 35 and one-third innings under his belt. He's allowed 30 hits. He's allowed 17 runs. 12 of those runs were earned. He has walked 11. He has struck out 40. He has faced 148 batters. And he has not given up a home run. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights getting warmed up is Jackson Kane. So the Knights playing some good competition today. Competition is good. We'll also mention Monday. They'll have competition at Carroll High School. Carroll High School ball game on Monday. Going to be a 6 o'clock ball game. And it's pretty windy up here. And for sure. So Jackson Kane's going to step in. Nice. Trying to move some runners around the base pads and crossing the plate. So Jackson Kane looking for signals. No signals given. Coach Bourdain at third base coach. The runner I see a runner at first base for the ninth. Working from the stretch. Gavin Owsley. Out of the set, here's the pitch. First pitch, strike. Fastball, right below the kneecaps. No balls, one strike. Peering in once again, Gavin Owsley checks first base out of the stretch. Couple of times, now the set. The double set, here comes the pitch. He's going to drive one to right field. He's going to back him up. He's shallow. He's going to have to chase that one back to the warning track. It's going to be a stand-up double for Jackson Kane. Throw at the plate is a bit shallow, a bit short. Coming in head first to score the first runs of the night is number 10, Lucas Gerke. So Lucas Gerke scores the first run of the night. He's off a four athlete. Lucas Gerke, 6 foot. 155. So the Knights get a double in an RBI off the bat of Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane picks up RBI number 9 on the season and double number 3. So stepping in the bat, 14, Tyler Fox. Runner at second base. Pickoff move, dangerous there, safe. Throw might have beat him, but circumstantial outs do not exist. So safe at second is Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter's box, Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Gavin Owsley. Now out of the set, he'll make the pitch to the plate. Outside edge, strike call. Might have been outside half. Down goes 0-1. Tyler Fox. He's entitled. Looking from the stretch, Gavin Allison, out of the set. Double set, check second base again. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing a miss. Tyler Fox, pretty good at hitting those doubles. He's got 5 doubles on the season. Let's see if he can trade places with Jackson Kane. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. High pitch, they're going to ask for a check. He didn't go. Going to ask him from C position umpire. He'd have to be dead to right for a C position umpire to say he went. 1-2. Jackson Kane at second base. Miles Lee, here's the pitch. Swing a miss. Knights will set down. Knights pick up 1 run in the bottom of the 4th. At the end of 4 innings, Harrison, 4. Knights, 1. We'll also mention, we appreciate you listening. We'll talk a little bit about the sectionals coming up. Knights sectional is going to be hosted right here at Central Catholic Gordon Lemming Field. Game 1 going to happen Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 25th. Attica, the Red Ramblers, will be here doing battle with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. In Game 2, on Thursday, on the 25th, a 7:30 estimated start time is going to be North Vermilion and Covington. Keep in mind, Covington, a good ball team. I've seen their win-loss. I visited them online. Kind of accidentally, I saw their name come up. I looked at it. But I will mention, of those two teams, winner of Game 1 is going to play the winner of Game 2. That'll be on Monday morning. That'll be Monday, Memorial Day. That'll be 11 a.m. start time. And Riverton Park and Fountain Central, they'll play first game each at 1 o'clock on Monday, the 29th, Memorial Day. And then the final game, championship game, will happen on Monday evening, 7:30 p.m. That's on the 29th. That's Memorial Day. Final championship game for Sectional 54, Monday evening at 7:30, right here at Gordon Lemming Field. Stepping in, Harrison Raiders. Evan Dehart back out on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Inside, 1. In the batter's box is the one hitter. He's the leadoff batter in today's ballgame. Sammy Halata becomes the second pitch from Dehart. Strike called. Count goes 1-1. some of these batters, I tell you what, if they want to hit the ball, they ought to hit the ball if it's hittable. Here comes the pitch. He's going to hit this one at center field. Brent Robbins is going to read it and move to his left as that wind carried the baseball a good considerable difference. A little bit to our right, to his left. He makes the catch. Brent Robbins is one out here in the top of the fifth. Stepping into bat, number 11, Cal Gick. Cal Gick, the third baseman. Here's the pitch. First pitch comes in low for ball one. Cal Gick made that play back. He might have been in second or third inning. ESPN type of play. Here's the pitch. It'll be hit by pitch. Getting in his own batter's box, that right batter's box. Gene Hart working the curveball. Sometimes you lose a grip on a curveball, and there's not a lot you can do about it once it leaves your hand. So Evan Beinghart is going to issue him a hit by pitch. So next batter going to step in, the three hitter, number 14, Drew McTaggart. McTaggart, the center fielder. Drew McTaggart steps in, batting 412 on the season, right here in the batter's box, 540 on base. Here comes a pitch from Deanhart. Strike call, throw to second base. Slid head first. He's got some wheels because that was an excellent throw to second base and a potential tag. So those wheels right there on Cal Gick, they are potent. So he's at second base now, right-handed batter's box, Drew McTaggart. Here's the pitch. Swing a miss. McTaggart takes a healthy swing. Healthy cut for McTaggart. McTaggart on the season has three home runs. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, just foul. Trying to pick it up, Gavin Boutel. He goes near the bullpen area for Harrison. So Boutel's going to hug that line a little bit further. Got around on that one rather quick. Drew McTaggart. He's got a lightning speed bat. Going to short hop, get over the glove this time of Brian Schumer. Brian Schumer picks it up back near the pad at the back of the backstop. Evan Deanhart was there to cover the plate. So they moved the runner from second to third base. One ball, two strikes. They get that crooked lead out in the grass. You can get more grip with those shoes in the grass. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to left field. Going to have some air under it. Jackson Kane going to make the catch. And he's going to throw a high ball to home plate. About like he did at North Montgomery. At that North Montgomery game, that ball had a much lower elevation. And Jackson Kane has an extraordinary right arm. My goodness. A sophomore athlete. So they score a run on the fly ball to left field. Sacrifice fly off the bat of McTaggart. Foul one back out of play. McDowell. McDowell goes down the count 0-1. And he'll step back in. Here comes a pitch from Deanhart. Outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter, Jack McDowell. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, misses outside. 2-1 count, looking from the windup. Nobody on. Here comes a 2-1 to McDowell. Backdoor curveball, just missed outside. Count goes 3-1. Trying to paint that outside edge, trying to get McDowell to hit the ball the other way. And ball four outside. So McDowell jogs down to first base. He's going to get the courtesy runner once again. Jogging out to run is Brendan Gothrop. Brendan Gothrop is going to jog out. Brendan Gothrop listed as a pitcher, an infielder, and an outfielder. He's a member of the senior class. So stepping into bat, going to be that five hitter, number 8, Hayden Slate. Hayden Slate, right-handed batter's box. Ball's made live. On the home plate umpire out of the step kickoff move. Bat safely. Evan Jeanhart trying to find Brendan Gothrop. A little bit off car off guard there. Not a bad play. Working from the stretch. Check first base. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Nope. Kickoff move again. A little taller. TJ Bell gloves it. No tag applied. So looking for the first pitch in the batter's box is Hayden Slate. Pickoff move again from Jeanhart. Back safely. A tag is applied by TJ Bell. Right-handed batter's box. Hayden Slate. First pitch to Slate. Curveball. Breaking pitch in their first strike. And they steal second base on the night. So let's toss it back to Evan Jeanhart. Talking about a timing play. Right-handed batter's box. Hayden Slate. Working from the stretch, pure on him. Looking at singles. Now the set. It comes to 0-1. Same pitch, same result. No swing and a strike call. Breaking pitch from Jeanhart. Down goes 0-2. Working from the stretch, the set. Here's the pitch. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call the ball. Count goes 1-2. We'll hope nothing different happens on this pitch. 1-2. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. I like it those times when I get bailed out sometimes. You got to hope to get bailed out sometimes. But we'll mention it. Harrison Raiders come up with one run. One run at the end of 4.5, 5-1 ball game. Knights going to bat the bottom of the fifth, and we thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's really simple. If you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. You can dial her up at 317-513-4086. So let's throw one down. 16, Jack McDowell, catcher. Let's throw one down at second base. Still on the pitcher's mound, it's number 7, Gavin Housley. Gavin Housley, the Harrison Raiders. Calls it back in. Put it in the glove of Gavin Housley. He gets some glove taps from first base. Hayden Slate and third baseman Cal Glick. Stepping into bat. Center fielder, Bren Robbins. Turning in, looking up singles, 1 foot on the rubber. Here comes the wind. First pitch, low for ball 1. 1-1, no strikes. Bottom of the 5th inning. Knights batting. Here comes the pitch. Low. Ball 2. Count goes 2-0. See if Bren Robbins is going to make him throw a strike. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Going to foul 1 back out of play. So two balls, one strike. Brent Roberts going to step back in. Brent Roberts, 62 batting average. Here comes the pitch. Between a miss, fastball. Count goes even at 2-2. Brent Roberts, 380 on base percentage. He's got 17 hits. He's got 11 singles, 3 doubles, 1 triple, and 2 home runs. Inside, he's going to call him out. Just below the kneecap. He's going to jog back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton. Going to step in. Step in. He's a second baseman. Here comes the first pitch from Owsley. Ground ball, shortstop. Going to be fielded right there by Sammy Halata. Just throw a strong arm across the diamond and get the put out with number 8, Hayden Slate. Two out here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Owsley. Breaking pitch, finishes low and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Going to step back in. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Going to pop one, foul territory. It's definitely going to float out of play. The wind stream, jet stream took it. So the count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, a member of the sophomore class. 5'10", 150. Right-handed batter's box. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Low for ball 2. Off the glove of Jack McDowell. That ball scooted off his glove and immediately left in a hurry, picked up by the dugout of Harrison. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the wind, the pitch. Low for ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Gutwein steps back in, looking for some base runners. There comes a wind and a 3-1. Inside and low, ball 4. So we've jogged to first base. So one runner aboard, Hudson Gutwein. Next batter is going to be Gavin Buchel. Gavin Buchel in the ball game. Going to be inserted right there at the 1 spot. Caden Minnick taking a back seat for Gavin Buchel. Working from a stretch, now the set. Double set, here comes the pitch. Short hops the glove, ball 1. Gavin Buchel, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking for signals. Gavin Buchel, 6 plate appearances, 5 at-bats. He has scored 5 runs. Good courtesy runner. Getting a chance to bat right here. Pitch comes in low once again. Short off the glove of McDowell. He called timeout. He's going to jog out, talk with his pitcher, Gavin Owsley. Gavin Owsley, a member of a senior class. Jack McDowell, the catcher, a member of the junior class. On deck for the Knights is Evan Deanhart. 2 balls, no strikes. Gavin Buchel going to step back in. McDowell back behind the dish. Peering in, looking at signals. Owsley out of the set. Double set, here's the pitch. Owsley working on that release point. Owsley holding that ball a bit too long. Down goes 3-0 to Buchel. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Kicks first base, out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball 4. Gavin Buchel draws a 4-pitch walk. Runners on first and second base. Coach going to call time, going to walk out. Going to talk with Gavin Owsley. Davin Allen's been holding the ball a bit too long. He's got that black sleeve on that right arm. See what Coach elects to do. They have some bullpen activity. They're getting short toss right now. About 55 feet away, getting warmed up. Trying to get a lather in a hurry. And they're talking it over there. It's pitches mound. Home plate umpire going to begin his walk out towards the rubber. He's going to hook it clear around. He's going to give him a chance to see him before he enters the huddle. So, Coach, communicating with your infield, he'll walk off the diamond as the home plate umpire is visualized by Coach. So, Evan Genehart, right-handed batter's box, he's going to step in. Runners at first and second base for the Knights.
We got an out. We don't have any.
The Knights step in. Genehart. Infield is in at third base. Working from a stretch. Owsley becomes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Got the dish. Nice placement on that curveball for Davin Owsley. Appearing and look at signals once again. Runners at first and second base. Evan Genehart in the batter's box. Pickoff move, second base. Back safely is Gutwein. It was close. It was a bang-bang play. Gutwein's foot reached second base first. So no balls, one strike. Working out a stretch, now the set. Davin Owsley, here's the pitch. Inside, going to get a piece of Evan Genehart. And they're not going to leave him in the box there. He did make an attempt to move. He was going to get out of the way. He got hit by pitch. It was not much. It was a grazing of maybe his arm. And he's at first base now. Bases are loaded. Ryan Schumer, he's been about overdue for a long ball. Looking for number six. Peering in, looking at signals. The windup, 1 foot on. First pitch to Ryan Schumer. He's going to drive one to center field. With two outs, we're going to run the bases, and it's going to be caught by Drew McTaggart, the center fielder. Ryan Schumer puts it up in the air, and it's catched made by center fielder McTaggart. So the Knights leave three runners on base and come up with no runs at the end of five innings. Harrison, five. Let's check that. Harrison, six. Knights, one. So back out on the defensive mode. Going to go to the top of the sixth inning. Harrison going to bat. We'll also mention this game is in parking. Being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, that's a good place to go. We're getting close to sustained warm weather. And actually, next week, going to hover the 80-degree mark for the last 4 days and just trying to higher 70s on Monday. It's going to be a nice weekend and a nice week coming up. Sectional week for baseball in the state of Indiana. It's going to be just dynamite. We're making Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort. Indiana Beach is located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. Jackson King going to jog out. He's going to do the catching here in the top of the sixth. Monticello, Indiana, that's 47960. And we'll mention, you can phone them at 574-583-4141. Indiana Beach. You can get daily admission tickets, or you can get a season pass. That season pass is $69.99. You go to Kings Island in Cincinnati, Ohio, and you're talking about that amount for one visit. I've not been there a while. It may be more. I'm not sure. But we'll mention Indiana Amusement Park, State of Indiana, Indiana Beach. It's Monticello, Indiana. You can make your family plans. You can call them at 574 583-4141. Say what, for the younger generational crowd, they have a good time there. I'd say high school and under, maybe even college. High school and under, they'll have a great time. Take your family over there, and you'll have fun to Indiana Beach. Book your stay today. So stepping in is number four, Corbin Payne. Corbin Payne started this game as the pitcher. Left-handed batter, here's the first pitch from Dehart. Outside edge, strike call. Jackson Payne catching once again. A year ago as a freshman, Dan Adams let me know he's a good catcher. Here comes the pitch. Try to put a bunt down. Going to go foul up against the backstop. So he was trying to bunt for a hit. Almost like a slap bunt in a softball game. Twist step back in. Left-handed batter. Corbin Payne. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, sometimes I heard that spoken. He's over the top of saying he likes to throw a little bit submarine. Not quite. About the 9 o'clock dial on the clock. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Corbin Payne, the sixth hitter for the Harrison Raiders. Here's the pitch. Inside ball three. Count goes full. Evan Dehart, 13 and a third innings entering this game. Appearance number nine. We'll take a drive to right field. And a moving to his left. Catch is made. I think that's Tyler Fox out there in right field. So ball thrown in, catch is made. Fly out to right field for Corbin Payne. Next batter going to step in. Here comes the first pitch from Dehart. Pitch comes in. Low for ball one. Seven hitter in the box. That's number five, Aiden Lowry. Lowry has a double in the ball game. Here's the pitch. Trying to check his swing. Foul tip in the glove of Jackson Payne. Count goes one and one. Lowry wears number five. Stepping back in. He's played in 23 games. Pitch comes in. Outside of ball. Short hop. Good stop by Jackson Payne. Lowry batting .278 on the season, .391 on base percentage. He's got 15 hits. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Good stop once again. Jackson Payne. So he'll step back in the box. Aiden Lowry. Got five doubles. Two triples. Got five RBI. He has walked nine times. Going to take a drive to center field. Going to back up Brent Robbins. He gets the beat on it. And he gets a good first back step off the bat of Lowry. He knew it was deep. I'm telling you what, Brent Robbins and Kevin Donahoe, you can mention those two in the same sentence. So stepping in, going to be number 10. Number 10 for Harrison. Brendan Gothrop, senior, is going to bat. He has ran bases a couple of times. Coach is going to let him bat here in the top of the sixth. First pitch low for ball one. Step back in. Working from the windup. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-0. Outside, ball two. Number 10, senior class athlete. Brendan Gothrop. Here comes the wind and the thumby timeout. Evan, not quite visualizing the batter in the box, started a bit early. Ball's made live. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. The float one, the right field. Tyler Fox going to move to his left. He couldn't make the play. Off the glove, I think, hit the surface. And I don't know that that's going to be a double. in the book or not. Not for me to care. Me to know, me to care, same thing. So they're going to run over to Coach, get rid of an apparatus on his upper area because he was to get hit on that front side. Well, he's at second base now. I spoke to one in the right field. Tyler Fox had to run a long way to get there. So stepping in, Jackson Gwynn. Pitch comes in, short hop. Double check here now. Take that back, Jackson Gwynn at second base. Eli Kelly in the batter's box, the ninth hitter. For Harrison, here comes the pitch. He's going to float one out of play right side. One ball, one strike. Eli Kelly on the season. He's played in 23 games. This is 24. 38 played appearances, 30 at bats. Batting 233. 395 on base percentage. He scored 16 runs. Here comes the pitch. Let's foul this one out of play. And 30 play at bats. We'll mention Eli Kelly has 7 hits. One of those hits is a double. He's got 2 RBI. He's walked 6 times. He's got a runner at second base. Healthy cut, swing and a miss, and the Knights are out of the inning. So Evan gets a strikeout. He gets some medium five, some knuckles on the way into the dugout. And in the top of the sixth, runners left on base, no score for Harrison. At the end of 5.5, 6-1, Harrison 6, Central Catholic 1, Knights huddled up out in front of the screen there, the dugout. They're going to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons, Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports is located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports in downtown Sheridan. And what the more I watch the news, the less I like the human race that decides to pull a gun out instead of talking out a difference between one another. Not quite fun. What state of Indiana? We're going to have an election coming up. We'll see who it is. Here comes the first pitch from Alvarez. Swung back. And it's a foul ball. Foul ball lands in here. The ball downstairs. That was T.J. Bell. I said, well, I took a closer hit from Ben Mazur earlier this season. That ball was straight back and almost got Terry Bordenay. Terry Bordenay was putting his hands up. He's going to catch it like a catcher's glove. He's going to have a glove on. So, T.J. Bell, no balls, 2 strikes. Sets back in. Working from the windup, Gavin Owsley. Here comes the pitch. Hit by pitch. T.J. Bell's a big guy. He didn't quite like getting hit by pitch. I think it was right there on one of his forearms. He's going to have a bruise there. I hope it's not on his throwing arm. He's going to have a bruise there for a little while. T.J. Bell at first base now. T.J. Bell collects hit by pitch number 4 on the season. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. One runner aboard, nobody out. Here comes the pitch. Bottom of the sixth inning. Outside and low. Ball, excuse me, ball one. Bullpen activity on the third baseline over there against the foul fence for Harrison. Bullpen activity. Right side down the foul line for height, excuse me, for Central Chapel. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Now goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson King, right-handed batter. Trying to work himself out right there. That's Gavin Owsley out of the set. Here comes the 2-0. Low for ball three. As they work some bullpen down there, another right-handed pitcher for the Harrison Raiders. Three balls, no strikes. Out of the set. Here comes the 3-0. Inside air, going to call it a strike. Jackson King thought it was a ball. Sometimes an umpire will and not freeze out a pitcher. He throws a 3-0 pitch that's somewhat close. He might give up a strike so the pitcher doesn't get frozen. Here comes the pitch. Ball four, short off the glove. Jack McDowell. Timeout on the diamond. Coach is going to walk out. I believe it's Coach Pat Lowry walking out right now. We're going to have a conversation with pitcher Gavin Owsley and Jack McDowell going to enter. So Coach Lowry asks for the baseball, freely gives it up. Gavin Owsley got a pretty good stint in today, had a good outing. So I'm going to pull from the bullpen now. We're going to see another right-handed pitcher. Right-handed pitcher going to get warmed up. And Harrison being here in West Lafayette. And Central Catholic right here in West Lafayette. Lafayette. There's a little activity there at second base. Four infielders from Harrison have a conversation with T.J. Bell. That's a good thing. Out on the pitcher's rubber. We're going to see number 22, Max Neal. Max Neal is a junior class member. He's listed as a pitcher. Max Neal wears number 22. Max Neal has an ERA of 1.57. Max Neal, win-loss record, 4 wins, no losses. Max Neal making appearance number 10 on the season. He has 1 save on the season. And we'll mention Max Neal as a junior. Pitched 22 and a third innings so far this season. He's given up 17 hits, 9 runs. 5 of those runs were earned. He walked 7. He struck out 19. He's given up 1 home run. He has faced 96 batters. 86 at bats. So getting final warm-up tosses right there. Max Neal. So working on the diamond. Max Neal, where's number 22? Working from a stretch, getting warmed up from a stretch. T.J. Bell is at second base. Jackson Kane at first base. Looking at a lot of fastballs here in the warm-ups. That I gotta admit on this day, Knights have faced good pitching from Logansport and from Harrison. They pick their guys because they want to get warmed up for sectional. So they face some good pitching in this day of baseball. Working from the stretch, now the set. Now the set, here comes the pitch. Thought about putting a bunt in. Tyler Fox pulls the bat back. The ball gets by McDowell, goes back to the screen, and Tyler Fox didn't need to bunt. Runners move 90 feet forward. Let's see if he bunts anyway. See what Coach Bourdain draws up here in the bottom of the sixth. 2 aboard for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Max Neal, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. out of Fox. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Steps back in. Infield, outfield, playing straight away. Looking from the set, here comes the pitch to Fox. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Nice have runners at second and third base. It's a 6-1 ball game. Nice trailing on the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the set, here comes the pitch. Taking pitch, swing and a miss. So here's all back to the dugout. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 33, Bryn Robinson. Bryn Robinson talked to Coach Gournay about halfway down. Coach Gournay meeting him halfway. Conversation all about encouragement. Speaking some good words into the ear of the junior class member, Bryn Robinson. So he'll walk back to home plate. And walking out, a few words with the pitcher is Jack Dowell. He'll jog back, get behind the dish. So peering in, looking at signals, balls made live, runners at second and third. Bryn Robbins, the batter, here comes a pitch from Max Neal. Going to be a pickoff move. Thought about a pickoff, nobody covering it second. Something like that happens, you think the pitcher just wants to take a break and get off the back and step back in. So he steps back in. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Breaking pitch for a strike. And you're going to step back in. And working that in. Bryn Robbins, Max Neal. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Good stop by McDowell. I should say Dowell. Thinking about that relief pitcher, I'm thinking. Dowell could stop. Count goes 1-1. Right-handed batter's box, Bryn Robbins. Second and third base, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Max Neal out of the set. It's a 2-1 pitch. Breaking pitch. Calls it a strike. I thought that crossed the front of the plate. Maybe a bit tall. Calls it a strike. Count goes 2-2. Step off the back. You want to see the signals again. Jack Dowell. Runners at second and third base. Nice batting. Bottom of the sixth. Out of the set, here's the pitch. He's going to drive one to left center. He's going to back up the center fielder. He may have caught that. He did catch that. And they're going to get the tag up. They're going to say he tagged at third. Run comes in to score. I'm not sure the umpire saw the base. I'm not sure the umpire saw third base on that. But he's going to call him safe. Pat Lowry out of the dugout. And they're going to count the run at home. And I think that was T.J. Bell. The catch in center field was absolutely the best catch in this ball game. That catch was made by Drew McTaggart. And they're going to give the Knights a run on the scoreboard. For one reason or another. So stepping in, Mikey Stapleton. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch outside, ball one. Jackson Kane is still at second base. He tagged up. He stayed there. And working from a stretch. Now the set. Max Neal. Mikey Stapleton. He's going to take a drive center field. It's going to be adding Bill Veer to his draft. And Drew McTaggart makes two of the catches for the Knights baseball drives here in the bottom of the sixth. So we'll go to the top of the seventh inning. Knights come up with one mysterious run. It's a 6-2 ball game. And the Knights are going to play defensively and going to work right there. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street. Reynolds Farm Equipment. So well, you can reach them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right there inside their facility is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. And we'll also mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are 7:30 to 5 p.m. That's Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to noon. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're throwing the ball around the diamond, warming up the pitcher there. Evan Jeanhart was number 7, Ryan Schumer. He exited the ball game about an inning or two ago. He's had a long day. Going out there doing the catching now, going to throw it down is Jackson Kane. So Jackson Kane going to toss one down here to second base. I saw an interesting Facebook insert about Pete Rose. I put that in my phone, but I got to enter my email and my and all that stuff to get to pop up. I wanted to share that. But he's been a Hall of Famer. He should be a Hall of Famer. He was first base, second base, third base, maybe all-star game as an outfielder in 1970. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball one. Evan Jeanhart pitching here in the top of the seventh. Pete Rose, regardless of what he did after he played baseball, that shouldn't keep him out of where he ought to be. But anyway, count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the wind from Jeanhart. Here's the pitch. Been a long day for a lot of folks. Pitch comes in. It's called a ball. 3 balls, no strikes. Working from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in there. Strike called. 3 balls, 1 strike. Here comes a wind from Evan. Here's the pitch. He's going to pop one. Playable. Foul territory, left side. Just foul. Nice play by Ryan Elsner at third base. So one out, top of the seventh inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 11, Cal Dick going to step in. Cal Dick has played in all 26 games. Batting 333, a 432 on base percentage. Probably better yet, 28 runs scored and 26 hits. First pitch in there for a strike. Cal Dick took a look at it. So Cal Dick will step back in. Cal Dick is the third baseman. He bats in the two spot for Harrison. Outside a ball. Good short hop, stop, backhand by Jackson Kane. Cal Dick will also mention 6 doubles. He's got a triple. He got 12 RBI. He bats in the front of the lineup. Here comes a pitch from Jeanhart. Hit by pitch. Inside, trying to work in the fastball. Maybe curveball. And Jeanhart wondering if he didn't put that wing out there a little bit to draw that hit by pitch. So he'll jog down to first base. Evan Jeanhart has hit 2 in the ball. Evan Jeanhart on the season hit 5 pitches. So stepping in, number 14, Drew McTaggart. Stepping off the back of the rubber, Evan Jeanhart. McTaggart playing a good center field position. Say what? him and Bryn Robbins, two peas in a pod. Step off the back, as Dino wants to talk. Zach Hayden. The runner at first base. Right there for the Harrison Raiders. Is Cal Dick. Cal Dick hit by a pitch. There's one out here in the bottom. Take it back top of the seventh. Healthy cut, swing and miss. For Truman Taggart came up empty. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Dienhardt out of the set. Taken off early for second base. Throw from Jackson Kane is skied. Went over the head of Ryan Elsner. Take that back. Ryan Elsner is at second base. At third base. Making that catch earlier in this half of the inning is Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel made it somewhat foul territory right there near the third baseline behind the bag. That's the one out. Pitch comes in. Brown ball. Gonna hit by the first time I've ever seen that done. Hit the C position umpire got hit with the ball. That's the first time I've ever seen that. I've heard all about it. But that happens once in a while. They talk about that in our association meetings. They talk about how many. And they don't have a lot. But maybe one person in that room had two. So timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourdain going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. So two runners aboard. It hit the infield umpire. That's an automatic first base assignment for the batter. So C position umpire coming over to the group right there, and I think he's going to apologize. But sometimes there's not a lot you can do about it. He tried to get away. He tried to jump the ball, and then ball kept coming up a little bit higher, got him on the shoe. So I think he apologized right there. So there's one out here in the top of the seventh. Two runners aboard for Harrison Raiders. First and second base. Four hitters going to step in. That's number 16, Jack Dowell, the catcher. He swings a good bat. He's batting in the fourth spot. So peering in, looking at signals, Evan Dienhardt. Ball's live. First pitch to Dowell. Tried to check his swing, and they're called a foul ball. Foul ball, 0-1 count to Dowell. So runners at first and second base. Straight away, Bryn Robbins in center field, giving him some room. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. 5 o'clock on the wristwatch. Been a full day of baseball here at Central Catholic. Going to warm up all three of the teams today for sectional activities. So back out on the rubber, working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pickoff move. Nobody there. Spin move, stepped off the back, stepped towards the base. So back in the rubber, working from a stretch, getting signals from Jackson Kane. Long signal, long peer. Timeout called by the catcher, Jack Dowell. He's the batter in the box, but he didn't want to stand there for much longer. He called timeout. As mentioned, a lot of concentration time, unnecessary. Call time out. Here comes the pitch. Short hop the glove. Jackson Kane reaches behind Dowell, picks up the ball. So back at second base, no movement. First and second base occupied. Top of the seventh, one out. 1-2 count to Jack Dowell. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Short hop the glove again. Jackson Kane had to pick it up. Between the 2 feet of Dowell on that play. So timeout. Jackson Kane jogs over. Pitcher's rubber having a conversation. Evan Dienhardt. They play on the same football team. They're familiar with one another. Two balls, two strikes. Ball's made live. Runners at first and second with one out. out of the set. Here's the pitch. Going to take a drive foul towards the bullpen, and it's going to be picked up by the pitcher. Pitcher right there. I think that's Isaac Suppinger getting a second stint of warm-up down the Knights right field line. Stepping back in, another 2-2 count to Dow out of the set. Evan Dienhart, here's the 2-2 pitch. Outside. Tried that backdoor curveball. Didn't get the total break he was looking for. Count goes full, 3-2. There is a base pad open. Evan Dienhart going to try to make it a good pitch here. Here's the pitch. He's going to foul one out of play left side as he goes the other way. Four-hitter Jack Dow. Trying to stay alive in that box. Definitely a quality at-bat for Dow. And we'll mention Dow on the season. Batting 359, 433 on base percentage. He's got 28 hits entering this ballgame. He's got two home runs. Out of the set. Check second base. He'll foul another one. Left side out of play. And another baseball that probably won't be retrieved. They're going to give it a shot, though. I think Owen Munn's going to take a look for it. So three balls, two strikes. You're going to set back in. Dow, going to look for it.
Oh, he's not going to find it.
So we're going to get a base hit up there near the shortstop on the ground. What are going to be stopped? They're going to throw third base. They're going to get the out. They're going to get the out, but the run is probably going to score. We'll have to double check. And they are going to take that back. Two outs on the diamond. They make the play at third base. Gavin Boutel puts a tag on him. And they're going to might have got a little spike on the fingertip right there. Coach Bournay, take a look right there, jogging out is Sarah Igo. Sarah Igo jogging out. Sarah Igo going to have a youngster jogging all around her home soon. Is that right? She's going to be all around the home.
A little girl, first base.
They're going to have just pleases punch.
In August, like she said, about the middle of August.
That'll be fun for them. I hope she stays attached here to the school.
Oh, she will, she said. She's got to work out quick like the first of August, she said. I was surprised.
And then she'll come back when necessary?
Yes. She'll be back in October, probably.
That'll be excellent. We're going to let him throw. Got a little fingertip. Might have been a little spike on the fingertip on that slide in. He put the tag right down to where the foot was hit it. And didn't take a whole lot to make the call. And he's going to work on that fingertip. Gavin Boutel, Coach Bournay, might be bringing him off the service. Let him get that cleaned up. Sarah Igo, athletic trainer for the Knights, out there in pretty much a hurry. Yep, she's heavy with child. She's going to have their first baby. And as she's pretty excited. She's a pretty good lady to have here on staff. So they're getting some warm-up, throwing them all around. Going to go with another second baseman. Getting some warm-up tosses there with TJ Bell. And they're going to go with third baseman. I think it might be Hudson Gutwein. Two outs on the diamond. Runner at second base. Oh. Runner at second base. Stepping in. Thank you. Right-handed batter. Working from the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Full swing. Looks like a bun. Picked up out front by Dean Hardy. Throws a strike. He throws a strike to first base to T.J. Bell to get out of the inning. So in the top of the seventh inning, Jessica shows one run on the scoreboard. I'm going to have the bottom of the seventh. an 8-2 ball game. Knights are going to bat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. In the hit category, Harrison with 8, so Catholic with 4. So, they're going to work right here, and we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of computer-generated, painted, and stained-glassed signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them or send them a text message at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. We're getting warmed up. Some pitchers, fastball, curveball, back out on the rubber for Harrison is number 22, Max Neal. Max Neal asked the pitch. He came in last inning. They started with Corbin Payne. They went to Gavin Owsley, and still pitching here. And the bottom of the seventh is 22, Max Neal. So seven in the bat for the Knights. He's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in right into batter's box. Working from the windup, that right foot on the rubber, left foot right beside it. Here comes the first pitch, bottom of the seventh. Going to be hit by pitch. Gutwein had to get out of the way, but it didn't help. He turned his back. He took it right in the middle of the shoulder blades. He's going to need to walk it off. He hands an apparatus that he was wearing to Ryan Johnson. He's not ready to go yet. Keep in mind, he was just hit by pitch. So Coach Bournet going to make a decision here. He's going to let Gutwein walk back into the dugout. Gutwein took a pretty good shot in the middle of the back. And out there at first base, he's going to run for him. But stepping in right now to bat is going to be number 20. 20 is Caden Minnick. He gave way. Little pinch hitter batting that last time. I think it was Gavin Littell. He steps back in the one spot. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Might have been outside half. No balls, one strike. Knights have one aboard. I believe it's Ryan Elsner, number 4, doing the running at first base for Gutwein. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Minnick. He's going to drive it to center field. He's going to back him up. He's going to need to back up. He's going to catch it over the shoulder. Drew McTaggart, flawless in center field. So one out. Bottom of the seventh, runner at first base, Evan Jeanhart's going to bat. He's a two-hitter for the Knights. He plays shortstop. Evan Jeanhart going to step in, batting .348, .526 on base percentage. Ended this ballgame with 23 hits on the season. Here comes pitch, breaking pitch. Finishes above the head of Jeanhart. Jeanhart was going to try to get out of the way of that one. He'll step back in. Look at the signal. Out of the set. Max Neal to Evan Jeanhart. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Evan Jeanhart is fading all 26 ball games. He's got 22 singles. He has a double. He's got 9 RBI. He has scored 25 runs. Pitch comes in, knee high, strike call on a fastball from Max Neal. 2-1, nobody out. Second batter here in the bottom of the seventh, outside a ball. 3-1 count to Jeanhart. Gene Hart seems to get on base in various ways. Becomes a set, becomes a 3-1. Inside ball four. He'll jaw down the first base. Stepping in the back of the ninth, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer is the 3-hitter for the ninth. He's played in all 26 games. 98 played appearances, 71 at bats. Banked 394. He got a 551 on base percentage. He got 28 hits. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Ryan Schumer has been having some air under his hits here as of late. He strokes one getting lined up. He'll take off with ascension like an airplane. Out of the set, here's the pitch. There's one. Foul ball this time. Foul right side. Ends up in the corner. Low trajectory right there. Those are dangerous baseballs to even see go by you, especially as an infielder. Step back in with that lightning bat. One ball, one strike. Working out the stretch, now the set. Max Neal, Ryan Schumer, swinging a miss. Might have been an off speed. Might have took a little bit off of that. At Max Neal, and Ryan Schumer goes down the count, 1-2. Is Schumer going to step back in? Schumer has 16 singles, 4 doubles, 3 triples, and 5 home runs. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Profile view, they look good. Straight away, I mean, the home plate umpire knows where it was at. I mean, the profile is the right elevation, knee high. Here comes the 2-2. Boom, foul ball just barely. Down that first baseline. Getting around pretty quick. That was just foul. And Hayden Slate at first base. I'm sure he's plenty glad that was a foul ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Max Neal. Ryan Schumer, here's the pitch. Foul ball once again. Max Neal tried to glove it. It was on the ground. Bouncer. Goes into the bullpen area for the night. Dogging back in with the baseball. 2-2 once again. Nobody out. Runners at first and second base. Here comes a 2-2 for Max Neal. Low for ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 3-2 count. Bottom of the 7th inning, nobody out. Runners at first and second. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball 4. So bases are loaded. Base is going to load up right here. T.J. Bell going to bring 3 baseballs back for ball replenishment. Home plate umpire. They're going to bring a guy in. They're going to bring the 4th pitcher in the ballgame from the bullpen area. Coach Lowry signals, brings him in. Let the home plate umpire and batter coming up. That's T.J. Bell. Let him, both of those guys know he's making a change. So they're going to hand the baseball. New pitches, 31. 31, that's Gavin Ingram. He's a senior. So we're going to go to a second Gavin in the pitching rotation. This time it's Gavin Ingram. Where's number 31? He's going to get some warm-up tosses. He had warmed up. Bottom of the 7th, nobody out. Nice to have bases loaded. And at the batter's box, it's going to be T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, he is the 4-hitter for the night. Bases are loaded for him. He's going to bat here in the bottom of the 7th. And right now, right-handed pitcher on the pitcher's mound for Harrison. Number 31, Gavin Ingram. We'll mention a little bit about Gavin Ingram. We'll let you know he's a senior. He's got an ERA that's up there just a little bit. We'll mention he's got no wins, got one loss. This is appearance number 11. He's got one save on the season. Gavin Ingram, has ditched 13 in the third inning. Gavin has given up 14 hits. 19 runs, 14 of those runs were earned. He's walked 12. He has struck out 17. He's given up 2 home runs. He's faced 77 batters. So the Knights are going to have bases loaded when we resume play. And T.J. Bell is going to be the batter. And I will also mention a little bit about the IHSAA. If you go to their website, the IHSAA.org website, that's a good website. It's about 2 years going by right now as you look at that. And at the very front screen, what you'll see there, it says keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the classroom. That's a good slogan. Check it out. That website is friendly. You can navigate wherever you want to go, much simpler than the old website. First pitch to T.J. Bell from Ingram. Upstairs, ball one. Gavin Ingram, 31. He's gonna work quick on the rubber. Peering in, looking at singles out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. High and inside. T.J. Bell has already been hit by pitch once in this ball game. That was close. 2 balls, no strikes. Bases loaded. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the 2-0. Pitch comes in there, right down the pipe. Strike call with a fastball. So T.J. Bell looking for a pitch. He's looking for one go by. Wanted to see a strike. Saw a strike. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Ingram. Low for ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. Ingram just out of the bullpen. First batter he's faced here in the bottom of the 7th. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. 3-2 count. T.J. Bell going to have to protect the plate right now. Ingram out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And T.J. Bell will walk back to the dugout. He'll go down swinging. There's one out. Next batter going to step in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to step in. He's played in all 26 games. Enters this game with 86 plate appearances, 69 at-bats. Batting 319, 422 on base percentage. First pitch to Jackson. When you hit it back to the pitcher, off the chest, he'll field it. He'll underhand toss to first base. And that is going to be the ballgame. Evidently, there were 2 outs. And my error. So ballgame's complete. Knights and the Raiders go at it. Final score. Harrison Raiders, 8. Central Catholic Knights, 3. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll remind you, Harrison Raiders, they'll be in action once again on Monday, the 22nd. Coming up this Monday, the last game, final game of their regular season. That'll be a 6 o'clock game. Benton Central Bison will be at the Harrison Raiders. And Central Catholic Knights will also play on Monday. They'll travel to Carroll High School. They'll play their final regular season game. It'll start at 6 o'clock, Carroll High School. That's on Monday, the 22nd. And we thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, until Monday, we hope you'll tune in if you can't be there live. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, and the learning. Don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.